This is the Totally Ice Hockey Show. Direct from the action in Finland, we're bringing you all the news, insights, reactions, insider tips, and much, much more from the IIHF World Championship. The best 30 minutes of your day start now.
Final second, now Boldy centers it, hits the side of the goal, and the Finns hang on. They'll go to the gold medal game for the third consecutive World Championship as they defeat the United States by a score of 4-3. Time winds down here in the third period, and Team Canada books another trip to the gold medal game at the World Championship. It will play for the gold for the sixth time in the last seven tournaments, a 6-1 win over Czechia.
That's it. The gold medal game has been set. The bronze medal game has been set. And we have a rematch. Exactly. Rematch. And before we get into that, Riri, tell us about your day yesterday. Yeah. I'm going with it. It's the rematch.
I'm going with it. The Ray match.
It's close enough that, you know what? I figured I can do it.
Well, I was catching some really good video clips. First of all, Santa was in the house. Did you guys spot him at all?
I did not.
Santa?
Yeah, Santa was in the house. I have a video of it. He was cheering for Finland. It was actually hilarious. I was looking for awesome dress fans, and he was one of them. So maybe I'll make a TikTok with him later. But it was pretty incredible because I was in the office for a second, but then I kept hearing cheering. So I was like, okay, I need to come outside. And as I was out there, I started taking another video for TikTok. And all of a sudden, it just erupts. And I was like, oh my God, I missed the goal, but at least I have it recorded. And it was awesome. The energy was insane. Everybody, it was just going back and forth the entire game, which I was a little nervous about. I think USA scored first, and then it started going back and forth a little bit. And they just had so much energy, and I loved it.
Or if we're already talking about this Finland-USA game, the early game yesterday, Rania Savolainen is with us. Rania, were you nervous at any point in that game?
Oh my God, I was so nervous. I was sweating a lot. it was a good game. It was super tight. And I was actually sweating with my sisters so much.
Is there any point in that game that you told yourself, okay, it seems as if the momentum has shifted, this game is in our hands? Or was it, you know, nervous until that final second when you know you punched the ticket, or Finland punched the ticket to the championship game?
I guess I was nervous until the end, for sure. They got the third goal there in the end, and I was like, okay, they for sure gonna go score like a 4-4 goal, and I was like, oh my god, I can't handle this. And but then I think the Finns played good in the end. They played good defensive, so yeah, I was nervous the whole game. So I wasn't sure that it's gonna be like, okay, they handle it, but yeah.
We saw a different USA team than we had seen in previous games, and definitely in the previous matchup between the two teams. What is it that was different about the USA that we saw yesterday?
They played straightforward, I think, as I said the last episode. They were just like playing calm. They weren't in the penalty box that much. I think the both teams were like pretty safe playing, or how do you say? I don't think they were like doing some stupid things out there. They were just playing smart. I don't know. They had a lot of energy. They were skating a lot, and I think that was something that was hard for the Finns. And then they have so much talented players who were, yeah, well, scoring good goals. And I think Olkinora had a tough start. I think it was the first shot, and it went to the net. And I was like, oh, it's going to be a tough day. But I think he played good after that. So, but yeah, US was they were really good that game.
And Rania, that's a couple games in a row for Finland that they haven't had great starts. Now, they've been fine because they've found their way to get back into the game. But why do you think that they've had uncharacteristically slow starts here in the quarters and the semis?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's sometimes hard when you have that home crowd and you have a lot of pressure on your shoulders, and you need to go out there and make a good good game for 60 minutes. It's not that easy, but I think the strength is that the Finns always finds a way to win, which is good. So I hope, but I hope they have a 60 minutes good game and they start good today, for because that's going to be like the main thing, that they have a good start and get a good feeling for the game. Because yeah, I think both teams, they haven't played against each other, so it's going to be good game.
I want to stop on something you said for a second, because we always talk about the crowd as a good thing. The crowd is backing you up. The crowd is cheering you on. They're making life harder for the opponent. But you also talked about the pressure. How much pressure does this crowd add to the team going into a game today, knowing that the whole country is here to watch them and there are very high expectations of them?
Yeah, for sure. I've been reading when the players are saying like it's a lot of pressure from them. They wanna see them win, and like if you lose, you feel like a loser from the fans. Like I think they find every bad things from the games, and it's like you just want to make them proud and make sure they love you and not hate you. So I think that's the pressure, that you just wanna make sure you win for them and for the team. And yeah, well, it's always when you lose, you never see the good things from the game.
Now, but the fact that they're in the final and it's against Canada, does that alleviate some pressure? They've gotten to the final. They've like gotten through the journey, not had any stumbles, not disappointed. Now they're playing, you know, I guess they're not their arch rival, but you know, the other top team in this tournament the last few years, third time in a row they're playing against each other. Does that somehow lessen the pressure? Because it is the final and it is Canada?
Maybe. I think so. It's like the last game. You don't have to think about that much. You just need to put everything you have, and you don't have to hold on and make sure you're good the next game. Now it's the last game, and you just need to make sure you're the best you have found out there. And well, it's Canada. I guess the fans, I have bad memories against them. I think the last Worlds when we lost against them. So I think they just it's a kind of rematch against them, and they want to win. So it's going to be a pressure, but for sure people are thinking it's the last game. So just go out there and make sure you put everything you have and leave everything on the ice, and you can feel proud after the game.
We talked about Canada needing some magic to come back against Sweden yesterday. There was no magic necessary. Their offense was on display, and listen to Max Comtois talking about their offensive display yesterday.
I think it's a good sign for the final. You know, we started a little bit slow again, but found a way to get back to our game, and we didn't give a whole lot after that, and we saw it. Our first line is unbelievable right now. We our power play is clicking. We got our, you know, some huge goal from the fourth line as well. So, you know, it's total team effort, and that's what we're going to need to win the gold medal.
Reagan, Mike, are you seeing that as well? Are you seeing something that's clicking better over these last games, or let's take the last period against Sweden and yesterday's game?
Well, I'll give them credit for the last two periods against Sweden. You know, even the second period where they didn't score, they dominated. And those last five periods are about as well as Canada has played in this tournament. So that is a positive. They're playing, conceivably, their best hockey heading into the final. And they're going to have to play their best hockey because they're playing the best team in this tournament. But I think Max Comtois is right, because he mentioned the power play, which has been very effective. They get their opportunities. They cash in on them. He mentioned their first line, which has been ridiculous. That Dubois, Cousins, Batherson line is, you know, they're multiple goals every single game.
Top
and
four.
Maybe most importantly, and we talked a lot about goaltending, and I'm with Ronja. I think Okanura the last two games has not been super solid. He's been fine, but not great. And Driedger has had moments in this tournament where he's been just fine, but not great. I thought he was really good against Czechia. Couple breakaways, penalty shots, timely saves when they needed it before the game was out of hand. So they should feel good about themselves heading into the game against Finland, Reagan.
Yeah, not too high, not too low. We saw them peak early on, then dip, and now it's looking like they're coming back up the hill. They're peaking again, so hopefully that's what they do today. But Max, like what he said, I'm pretty sure it was all four lines that contributed to yesterday's game, which is you haven't seen a lot of that from all the teams. And so for each line to produce at least one goal, that's huge. And the goaltending was good as well. But I think the biggest thing is, and as the quote that Max said, is this is going to be one hell of a story. And it shows how much belief that they have in themselves that they can win this again, even if maybe it's not the best team that they've ever had, but it is a really good team. Like the compete that they bring every single day, they don't let up much with these other teams. Like they do not let off the gas pedal for a second when it comes to playing Sweden. Well, obviously besides the first period, but they played phenomenal yesterday. I thought just watching them and how they move the puck and they communicate and they are able to back check and help out their defense and all that comes into play. And I think it's super important.
As players, how do you build on momentum like this and don't end up taking a step back after such a good game against Czechia and vice versa for Finland? How do you bounce back from a couple games that weren't your best after you came out and performed so well for a game like this? I mean, obviously, championship game, I can go through cliche after cliche after cliche. You leave it all on the ice. You do everything you can. You fight until the end. But when it comes down to it, what do you really have to do in order to make sure that you save the momentum and in the other case, you know, switch it?
Well, I mean, I think you recall the things you did to be successful, which is, you know, some tactical, some energy wise. But I think for Canada, the biggest thing they will have learned last couple of days is kind of the emotional equilibrium that they need to find. Because if they get too emotional, they get too upset about penalties or refereeing or whatever, that will take them away from their game. And I thought they did a really good job, especially yesterday against Czechia. They had took four penalties in the first like 14 minutes. They were shorthanded for eight of them and they gave up one goal, but they didn't really get rattled and start, you know, complaining and getting more physical, more chippy. So I think those are the lessons they can learn. It's going
to
be hard.
You saw what the emotions did to the Americans in the first game against Finland.
Right. And if you in this tournament, if you lose your composure, you're going to lose the game. So I think that's the biggest thing they can take forward with it. But as far as like, you know, somehow carrying the play, to me, every game's a new game and you're playing against a really good team. And both teams are going to have a hard time like creating extended periods of momentum because the other team's very good.
I think it's going to be really back and forth. There's no way that it's not going to be. But the biggest thing is taking it literally one shift at a time, not getting too far ahead, not focusing on the next period. You have to finish out each period, each shift, because, I mean, even once you finish that shift's done. You got to keep moving forward. You have to think about what did I do well, what did I not do well, and what can I do with this next shift to be the best that I've been for this team. And I think at the end of the day, it's going to be a whole team set. Our team mindset mentality. You can't be thinking about yourself in these situations.
Yeah, exactly. It's like one shift at a time. Like I know I've been there and I've been thinking about like many players. I've been thinking about the what's happening after the game, like when we win, blah, 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 blah. And that's like something you can't do because it's karma. You for sure going to lose that game. And then you're just like, oh, we didn't win and stuff like that. So the main thing is just doing the one shift at a time. You make sure you get a good start to the game. And, well, it's important not to get overload and you just go out there and just like have too much energy and everything goes not as planned. So that's, you need to have like a good, like in the middle energy, not too high and not too low.
Rania, I'm curious because it's the third year in a row they've met each other in the final. But like, Max Comtois is the only player returning, and yet Finland has several players that have played in all of these games. Who do you think that favors? The fact that, you know, Finland has lots of returning players that have been in this matchup and felt this rivalry, or Canada, who has a whole bunch of new players who don't really remember or care about what's happened in the last couple of years?
I think it's good to have players who doesn't care about what's like haven't been with all these 3 years and stuff like that, because then you just like, the paper is new. You just go out there, make sure you make your country proud and stuff like that. Like the Finns, they for sure have something in the back head, just like we're gonna win this. We can't lose again and stuff like that. So yeah, I would be in the situation where I haven't been with the team and just want to go out there and make sure we make something special instead of thinking about what has happened like past all these past years. So I think the Canada have like a good, how do you say, like a good position because they have so many new players.
How much is last year's loss sitting in the back of the fans' minds going into this game?
I think a little for sure.
a little.
A little. But yeah, it's for sure. Just now they have like the seventh player, the players, like the fans. So that's a strange for sure for the team. So I think it's going to be crazy. The fans are going to make sure they're going to be so loud and help the team, make sure they're not going to lose that like they lose last time. So I think it's a little bit in the back head, but not that much. It's a new year, new game, and you can make history and win home. So yeah, it's gonna be good. Yeah.
So new year, new game, new Canada team versus a Finland team that does have some experience already at in this position. Quickly, what does each team have to do on the ice today in order to win that gold medal?
Do
I
Rania,
start?
we'll go ahead.
Okay. I think the Finns need to be ready that the Canada they have like so many talented players. They go straight forward as well, but they have a yeah, like I think they ha their goalie haven't got like so tough games yet. So I think the Finns need to go and be in front of them and keep going with the defensive game and the neutral zone. They'd be good at that. So I think that's just what the Finns need to do. But the Canada, they're I haven't seen that many games, but the last game I saw, like they were countering the whole game, and the Czech didn't have that much to do, even though I think the Czech were pretty giving up after 3-1. But oh well, the Canada, they even if it's 3-0, you never like they can't, they will always come back and make sure they're gonna win. They have like that mentality.
That
it's
North
something I
American
wish I had.
mentality that Reagan spoke about yesterday, right, Reagan? Is that what Canada needs in order to win this game?
They already have it. Okay, playing hockey is in Canada's blood. Mike, you know all about this. Like, you guys eat, sleep, and breathe hockey all the time. So I don't think that they're necessarily worried about this game. Obviously, it's a little bit of pressure, but like, they don't know anything other than hockey. They may know a few other things, but like, for example, Max
I don't know,
don't
Mike,
want.
do you know anything else
Yeah.
aside from hockey? Is there anything else in your brain?
We know maple syrup and yes, hockey, that is all. Yeah. But I mean, I think Reagan's right. I think like for Canada just having gotten here, it kind of alleviates any pressure because the journey here is always so hard. I don't think these players, because all of them have played, well, virtually all of them have played World Juniors or under 18 or something for Canada previously in their lives and had great success there, and understand there's something about the same with Finland, but there's something about when you put that jersey on that there is an expectation that you will win. No matter how the game is played out, whatever happens during it, there's an expectation that you will find a way to win. And that expectation is born out of many moments where teams have kind of found ways to win. So I think for Canada, though, well, really for both teams, is whoever can make the other team play on their own end, that team's going to win because Finland's so good in the neutral zone. But if Canada can get into the offensive zone, I think Finland will have a hard time containing the forwards of Canada. But if Canada struggles in the neutral zone, turn pucks over, lets Finland counter, Canada's not the best in their own end either. They're not the cleanest defensively, but they don't have to be because they often play in the offensive zone. To me, it's almost like when Canada has the puck in the neutral zone, if they get through, they'll be in good shape. If they cannot, they're going to be in trouble, and that probably will decide the game. That and penalties, discipline. Canada has been the most penalized, most time shorthanded team in this tournament. Cannot have that happen again. They got to be like two or three times shorthanded in the game to give themselves a chance.
And before we get to the gold medal game, we also have the bronze medal game between the United States and Czechia, who met during the preliminary round. Czechia beating the United States 1-0. Listen to Michael Kempney talking about that game and knowing that they can come in here and beat the United States.
I mean, yeah, they have a pretty good team, but we know that they are beatable, so we just gotta refocus, forget this game and get ready for tomorrow.
Is the United States beatable today?
I think they're going to sign Reagan up to play on defense. Like they have, which would
They
not be
have
a bad
forwards
idea.
playing D.
Like I've never, guys, Ron, maybe you can think of it. In my life, I cannot remember a big game where a team has legitimately only four defenders dressed for the game. I've never seen, they had Sam Lafferty who plays forward for Chicago, play a regular shift on defense. So, yeah, they are very beatable because they had four guys. I think Seth Jones was like 33 minutes last game. They had four guys all playing, you know, 25 or more minutes. So I don't know how you find the energy. And even if you have the energy, it's very, very difficult. So just roster alone gives Czechia a very good chance.
The United States came in after, or is coming in after, a good game versus Finland yesterday. Obviously a loss, but a good game. Whereas Czechia is coming in after a 6-1 loss to Canada. From the mental perspective, is it, both teams are coming with losses, but is it better to come in after a loss like the United States, where they know they played well and they know they were hanging around to the end, Reagan?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I would not want to be the team that lost 6-1 yesterday, because not only do you have to sleep on that and you have to feel all those emotions through the night, but then you wake up the next morning and you're like, oh my God, we have another game. We got to get focused. I mean, they were talking about it too, how both teams said they had to refocus for tomorrow. But I think the important piece for USA is the fact that, Mike, you may not think it's a good thing that the forwards are going back on defense, but the fact that they're willing to do that, they're not like, no, I'm not going back on defense, because there are some people that will be like that. It just shows that, like, they are a very team-oriented team right now. And with that, the 6-1 loss yesterday, I mean, neither team is really that deep when it comes to scoring. And so it should be a close match, but I said that yesterday about Czechia and Canada, so we'll see.
I do give them credit. Like, the fact that apparently Sam Lafferty's like, oh, I grew up playing defense. Put me back there. It's totally fine. Like, it'd be like me trying to play defense in a big game, and they're all willing to do it and not complain about it. It is impressive and unprecedented. It is a fascinating part of the game to watch the Americans try to cobble together, you know, 120 minutes of deep air ice time. So if I'm Czechia, I'm like, well, make them play on their own end, lean on them, be physical, challenge them. Cause like, while they are great skaters, they're not cyborgs. Like, they will get tired at some point. So, and in some ways getting blown out is easier to forget than losing kind of a heartbreaking close game, because you're like, we were never close. It was an awful game. So we're not going to think about what could have been. Whereas the Americans were so close, like, you know, can they get, it's harder to get over that emotionally, because you felt like you had a chance, to me.
Well, they don't have a lot of time to get over that emotionally, because the bronze medal game starts at 3:20 local time. That's coming up very quickly. The gold medal game, 8:20 local time. We'll be preparing for those, and we'll be with you on the Totally Ice Hockey Show tomorrow morning to recap everything that went on today during these two games. That's all for our episode as we go prepare. Mike, Reagan, Rania, we'll chat tomorrow. Have a good day.
See ya.
Enjoy the final.